All right, so today we're diving into Henry's career. And wow, this guy doesn't just dip a toe into marketing. He like jumps in headfirst. 15 plus years working on campaigns with Samsung Hyundai. You know the big players. But, and here's the real kicker. It gets even more interesting from there.
Yeah, you're definitely picking up on something there. Right off the bat, you see this really fascinating combo in Henry. You've got this big creative vision, but also this mind for data. I mean, he even calls himself data in his DNA, which is interesting to see from someone with his background.
450 ad campaigns. That's not exactly what I picture when I think spreadsheet whiz. So how does that work? Is this data in his DNA thing legit, or is it just a fancy line on his resume?
I think it's more than just talk. This is someone who understands that being creative and wanting proof that your ideas are landing, well, those two things aren't mutually exclusive. And we see that data-driven thinking throughout his career. But to really understand it, I think we need to go back to the beginning. Where did this all start for Henry?
Right, because nobody just wakes up one day knowing how to wrangle algorithms and build websites from scratch.
Exactly. But if you look at his early work, hundreds of ads at PR projects, it's clear he wasn't afraid to get his hands dirty with traditional media. And this is way before everyone was glued to their phones. So he had to master a whole different kind of marketing landscape.
Okay, so that's interesting. But then how do you go from that world to like coding part of a childcare app? That feels like a pretty serious jump.
And that's what makes Henry so fascinating. He doesn't just follow trends, like he can anticipate them. Like he has this internal radar for where marketing is headed next. Like take his time running that gas station. Not exactly what you picture when you think high-flying marketing career, is it?
Yeah, not quite the same as launching some global ad campaign.
Right. But even there, he found ways to use data, streamlining operations, boosting sales, even improving customer reviews, all through data analysis. Remember, this is before those fancy data analytics tools were everywhere.
So it was like he wasn't just running a gas station, he was running an experiment, testing, tweaking, seeing what worked and what didn't. It sounds like he was building those data-driven muscles without even realizing it.
Exactly. And those muscles would definitely come in handy later as he transitioned into the digital world. And remember, this is someone who started his career when the internet was still finding its feet. But he didn't shy away from it at all. He dove headfirst into SEO, search engine optimization for anyone who's new to the game. He taught himself how to build websites from scratch and even started dabbling in app development.
Wow, talk about a quick learner. But it's one thing to learn new tricks. It's another thing to actually know how to use them effectively. Did he really know what he was doing with all this new tech stuff?
He did. And that's where I think his data-driven approach really becomes his superpower. He used it to measure everything, to understand what worked and what didn't. You could track the impact of his SEO efforts, see which website designs resonated with users, even analyze user behavior in the apps he was building. It was constant learning, iterating, optimizing, always with an eye on the data.
He's like a marketing scientist, always experimenting, analyzing, constantly refining his approach based on the evidence.
It really is impressive. And this is all before his big AI phase. But even then, you can see the seeds being planted. Like he even mentions in his resume how much he enjoys the development of useful algorithms. This guy doesn't just consume data, he wants to create something new with it.
Okay, so we've got this marketing chameleon adapting to the changing times and always looking for an edge. So where does this whole AI obsession come in?
And that's where things get really interesting. And we'll dive into all of that right after this.
So we left off talking about Henry's knack for kind of sensing where the marketing world was headed, and nothing shows that better than his jump into AI.
It really is kind of uncanny. Like he looked into a crystal ball and said, "Yep, AI, that's the future of marketing." And he didn't just dip his toes in, he went all in. Certifications and ChatGPT, prompt engineering, AI-powered ads, you name it, he's got it on his resume. And it's not just about adding another bullet point. He saw the potential of these tools to completely change the entire marketing game. Yeah, and that's where I think his unique skill set really comes together. Think about it for a second. He's got the creative chops from those early days of crafting campaigns, the technical know-how from building websites and dabbling in app development, and of course, that data-driven mindset that underpins everything he does. With AI, he could combine all of those things into something really powerful.
It's like he's not just learning how to use the tools, he understands how they fit into the bigger picture.
Exactly. And it's not just theoretical for him. He talks about building AI-powered marketing solutions, optimizing campaigns for maximum impact. This isn't someone who's just playing around. He sees how these technologies can solve real-world marketing problems, and he's got the skills and experience to back it up.
Okay, so we've got the marketing magic, the data wizardry, and now the AI arsenal. Is there anything this...
Well, let's not forget about his entrepreneurial spirit. Remember Screative, his own creative content company. It takes guts to start your own venture like that. He didn't just want to work in the marketing world. He wanted to create something totally new.
That's true. We talk about his skills, but you're right. There's this real drive there, a kind of restlessness that's really interesting. He's not content with just maintaining the status quo. He always wants to be pushing the boundaries.
And you see that in everything he does, whether it's spearheading those marketing strategies, diving deep into video production techniques, even just the way he describes his accomplishments. You see this passion for storytelling, for connecting with people on an emotional level. And that's something that no AI can ever replicate.
It's interesting you say that, because in a way, Henry's own story is incredibly inspiring. I mean, he shows us that it's possible to reinvent yourself, to stay ahead of the curve, even in a field as fast-paced and constantly changing as marketing.
Absolutely. He's living proof that success isn't some kind of finish line. It's a journey of continuous learning and evolution. And it makes you wonder, what could someone like that achieve next?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? But before we get too ahead of ourselves, let's bring it back to our listeners for a second. What are some of the key takeaways here that they can apply to their own journeys? It's funny, isn't it? We started looking at Henry's resume, but it feels like we stumbled onto something much bigger. Like, it's not just about the actual skills themselves. It's more about that mindset, you know, always evolving, always hungry to learn.
I think you nailed it there. That's the kind of gold you just don't get from reading a list of bullet points. Anyone can say what software they've used, but not everyone has that drive to actually master it.
Yeah.
And then turn around and immediately look for what's coming next. That's Henry in a nutshell.
And that's got to resonate with anyone listening, right? I mean, it doesn't matter what field you're in. The question is, how do we stay ahead of the curve when it feels like the curve keeps changing shape on us constantly?
Exactly. What we can really learn from someone like Henry is that lifelong learning isn't just some empty corporate buzzword. It's essential if you want to stay relevant, if you want to reach your full potential. And it's not just about, you know, formal education either. It's about cultivating that curiosity, that willingness to experiment, to get your hands dirty with new tools and technologies.
He does make it sound kind of exciting though, doesn't he? It's like, yeah, the world is changing crazy fast, but that also means there are all these amazing opportunities popping up, if you're paying attention, that is.
Absolutely. And it's about connecting those dots.
Yeah.
Henry didn't just wake up one day as a marketing mastermind. He took all these different things, like his creative talents, his deep understanding of data and technology. And with AI, he's found a way to bring it all together.
It's like he's playing 3D chess while everyone else is still trying to figure out checkers. But you know what I keep coming back to? Where does that drive come from?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to sit back and admire Henry's journey, but it's another thing entirely to actually replicate it. And you know what? I think a lot of it comes down to passion. Henry isn't just going through the motions. This is someone who loves what he does. You can feel that in the way he talks about his work, in his eagerness to take on new challenges.
So it's not enough to just learn new skills. You've got to find something that really lights that fire in your belly, something that makes you want to push yourself further.
Exactly. When you're passionate about something, the learning never feels like a chore. It becomes an adventure, a journey of discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think that's what makes all the difference.
That's a fantastic point to end on. So as you go about your day today, think about this. What's your next step on that journey of lifelong learning? And maybe even more importantly, what's going to light that fire in your belly? What's going to keep you going even when things get tough? We'll leave you with that thought. Until next time, keep diving deeper.